Luke chapter 22, debating on what to read. I don't want to read too much. Amen. Let's go up to 31. But this, I just want to give you the story. I'll be preaching several verses down into this here. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you. Amen. That he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail thee not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. He said unto him, Lord, I'm ready to go with thee, both into prison and death. Hallelujah. Talking big here, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. He said unto them, when I sent you without person, script, and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said nothing. So let's skip down to verse 40, is where I want now. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. Amen. Pray that ye enter not into temptation. Hallelujah. That's where I want to preach from here today. For the Lord to help us. Thank you for standing here. For the reading of the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Pray that you enter not into temptation. Hallelujah. Now, here today, let me just go ahead and tell you, some of you may not be at this place of temptation, but I'll guarantee you this, if you're not there where you're fighting temptation at this moment, there will come times in your life where you're going to fight temptation.
Right.
Hallelujah. Woo, amen. And I want to make this clear. Praise God. And I've told this story before when I was first saved. I guess I was on the honeymoon stage, you know. I guess I was saved for a good year or so before I ever fought a major battle. And I remember people talking about, oh, they've been through things. They can't. I couldn't understand that when I was first saved. But let me tell you something. That first trial blindsided me, and it knocked me almost off my feet. Hallelujah. And so I'm not trying to, I guess you say, put a damper on anything here today. But I just want to let you know, I don't care if you've been serving God 1 year. I don't care if you've been serving God 50 years. Amen. You better watch out. Temptation will come. Amen. And I've seen buildings before. You've seen buildings. And you know, they set off dynamite. Brother Scotty might even have been involved in some of this through his type of work through the years. And they'll push a button in that building. A magnificent building. Sometimes old motels and old buildings downtown and in bigger cities. And they'll push a button, Brother Tommy. Yeah. And in a matter of seconds, that magnificent building that took months and months, possibly a year or longer, to construct, in about 10 seconds, it's laying on the ground with a bunch of dust and rubble, amen, just laying there. And somebody looks at that and they might say, how in the world did something like that fall in 10 seconds? Well, I've got something to tell you, it didn't.
Come on.
It didn't fall in 10 seconds. Hallelujah. Amen. They hired what you call very strategic men that knew what they were doing. And for weeks, they come in behind the background. Amen. And for weeks, they strategically placed dynamite, amen, in places that would take that magnificent building to the ground, amen. So that building didn't just come down in 10 seconds time, amen. The enemy, if you will, the person in the background had been lurching, amen. And they had been working in the background for quite some time, amen. And I've seen people, you've seen people down through my Christian walk, I've seen some, and they shout their shoe heels off one service. And it really took me and Michelle one time, amen, we were close to a certain individual and they shouted and shouted and had a big eye time, as we call it, amen. And they walked out of that service, Brother Tom, and to this day I don't know if they've ever stepped into service again. At least it was years later before they ever stepped foot back into church. And somebody said, how did that happen? How can you shout one service and be gone the next? Amen. How does that happen? happen, praise God. Did it just happen in 10 seconds? No, Jesus said, pray that you enter not into temptation. The devil, the enemy, amen, had been behind the scenes, and he'd been placing that dynamite, he had been placing that detrimental substance right where it needed to be, so when the time came, they pushed the button, and poof, it was all down at one time, amen.
You're right.
Woo, hallelujah. 13th chapter of John tells us the story of the collapse of two of Jesus' followers. Amen. These men are very, very common known to you. One man's name is Judas, and another man's name is Peter. Judas, amen, coldly and deliberately betrayed the Lord. Hallelujah. I preached a little bit about Judas last week. Amen. Judas couldn't get away from his conscience. Can you imagine walking by the side of Jesus for 3.5 years, walking beside the very Son of God, and betraying him with a kiss for 30 pieces of silver? It didn't take conscience long, and Judas went out and hanged himself, and he gave up on life. Amen. That was the betrayal of Judas in a nutshell. He was that one that was always there. He just never was sold out. Amen. He never was really 100% sold out to the church. He never was really 100% sold out to God. It just felt good. You know, some people come because it feels good. Some people come, amen, because they like to get involved, amen, with the lingo and with the vibe and with what they do. But when it comes to commitment, and when it comes to consecration, and when it comes to prayer, and when it comes to spiritual warfare, and when it comes to preaching of the gospel, like Brother Don Rich, count me out. I can't get involved like that. I can't get dedicated like that. I can't get consecrated. No, not like that. You better watch out, Judas. You're just, amen, you're just a pretty face. You're just a pretty person. Amen. For the time being, when the devil comes, he'll rip you apart. Amen.
You're right, man. Come on, brother.
Right.
Woo! Pray for me. I got a lot of preaching to do today.
Come on.
Man, this is on me, and I hope I can get it out.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. But the second one, we expected Judas to fall, Brother Earl. I expected him to fall. He was always loosely falling behind in the background. Always worried about wasting a little bit of money. But man, when that woman broke that alabaster box, that was worth the year's wages, amen, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and Judas jumps up and said, couldn't we have sold that, amen, and given it to the poor? And Jesus said, Judas, the poor you'll have for the rest of your life. The poor will be here, amen, until eternity comes. Amen. The poor will always be, but Jesus, I'm in your midst. I'm the Son of God. I won't always be. You know what he was saying? I'm worth more than a year's wages. I'm worth more than the most precious vial, precious ointment that you have. Come to tell somebody, he's worth that much. He's worth your life. He's worth everything you got. He's worth your home. He's worth your job. He's worth your children. He's worth everything. I've got a burden on me to preach to somebody. I expected Judas to fall.
But Peter,
glory to God.
Lord, help me, Lord. But Peter,
touch him, Lord.
Peter was the one in the front.
Touch him, mighty God.
Peter was the one out there, Brother Tom. Always rambunctious. Lord, everybody else might turn away, but not me, Lord. I won't turn away. Amen. Everybody else might turn their back, but I'll die for you. Peter, you was one of the first ones to tuck your tail and run. You was one of the first ones to give up on the Messiah. Amen. And run the other way. Peter, Sister Dottie, was one of the inner circle.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
You ever heard G. Campbell Morgan? Dick Cameron Morgan said this, and I love this. I got it down verbatim here. I want to read it to you. Dr. G. Campbell Morgan, the British expositor, said, he has pointed out that each of the occasions, the three occasions, that the three disciples, Peter, James, and John, got alone with Christ three different times. Amen. It always had to do with death. In Jairus' house, Jesus proved himself to be victorious over death. On the Mountain of Transfiguration, he was glorified through death. He and Moses and Elijah were talking about his exodus in Jerusalem. But here in the Garden of Gethsemane that I'm preaching to you from today, Jesus surrendered to death. Hallelujah. Since James was the first of the apostles to die, and John was the last of the apostles to die, and Peter experienced great persecution and eventually was crucified, amen, that inner circle needed to see, amen, how Jesus interacted with death. Hallelujah. Amen. I come to tell us here today, you might say, Brother Jason, not me. I can't fall. Amen. Let me tell you something. Anybody in this house, they can fall. Anybody in this house, if you don't walk the walk and you don't talk the talk, you can fall. Amen.
Right.
Come on.
Oh, God.
I told you this story is. It fits here, so I'll tell it again. Some of you hadn't heard it. Some of you, many of you had. That chemical that I read, that chemical plant. And they was asking that guy, some new people coming on. Them new workers, Brother George, when they come into that hazardous chemical plant, they were scared to death of them chemicals. Amen. And when they handed them exactly like the book said. They were scared that them chemicals could hurt them. Amen. And they asked them, they said, where does most of the accidents in this plant come from? From those, amen, just new coming in and inexperienced. And they said, oh no, that's not the ones, amen, that's not the accidents that happen most. It's that one that's been here for years and years. Amen. And they get lackadaisical and they lose that prayer life and they lose that urgency. They lose that yearning in their heart. That's the one. Amen. Pray that you enter not into temptation. Jesus said, I come to tell you, you can fall if you don't watch out. Amen.
Right. Oh God.
Alright, how does temptation come? I tell you, it comes to every one of us differently.
That's right.
Come on.
Yeah, right.
Brother Tom, I'm not one bit tempted to go rob a bank.
Come on.
So the devil, I guarantee you, when I walk out them doors later, the devil ain't going to say, hey, amen, all the banks are empty today. Go down there and find you one. Man, I'm not tempted to rob a bank. Woo! Come on now. I'm not tempted to beat my children and to beat my wife. Amen. I'm not a violent person. That's not going to be my temptation when I walk out them doors. I'm not going to be tempted to go out there and drink a beer. I've never drank a beer in all of my life. That's not the way I'm tempted. But believe you me, the devil knows my weaknesses. You got a weakness, Brother Jason? Yes. What is it? I'll not tell you or the devil. Amen. Somebody gets up and they spill the beans on every weakness they got. You better guard that. You better pray over that and keep it from the devil and ask God. Amen. To help you. Because if you don't watch out, the devil will attack you on your weakness.
You'll do it.
Amen.
Come on.
Good preaching.
Yes, God. Come on.
Just pray for the church. Lift your hand, pray. Amen. This the Lord knows just to come across here today. Oh, God. Amen. First, great God, amen. It gets us to thinking that our temptation is somehow extraordinary. I want you to notice this. When you fall into temptation, the devil makes you think nobody's in it like you are. Nobody's facing it quite like you are. The devil makes you think that your particular situation, amen, is extraordinary and you can't make it. It's too hard. hard. You can't make it through it. Oh, look at this, Brother Jason. I can't do it. I'm sorry. Amen. But that's what we like to do. We like to bellyache and gripe about how bad life really is. Oh, let me tell you something. The last year has dealt me some hard blows, but I can't lay around and bellyache. Amen. Of yesterday, great God, I gotta say, He's the God of tomorrow, and God can help me, and God can bring me through the temptation.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord, trust me.
Woo! All right. Yeah, I'm glad you asked. I'm going to tell you, amen, what the Bible says. There hath no temptation you taken you, but such as is common to man. Oh, God. Woo! But God is faithful. He will, amen, not permit you to be tempted above what ye are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Now Chester's on the hot seat. He left out of here Thursday night and told you what his temptation is going to be for the next several days. Hallelujah. Chester, I come to tell you, amen, the devil said nobody's ever overcome the temptation of nicotine. I come to tell you, I know at least one man sitting right here that said he got saved and God delivered him. Hey, I mean, there's others sitting in this house that can testify the Lord took alcohol away. He took drugs. There's no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. I come to tell you, it's a common temptation. It's a common struggle. And greater is He that is within me than He that's within the world. Hey, I come to tell you, it's just commonplace.
Woo!
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hey, April's sitting up here. Gene had a cigarette and I couldn't tell you how long. Amen. Great God. Hey, I come to tell you, it's just a common temptation. I said it's common and God can help you.
Amen.
I'm about to feel like shouting here. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Listen, whatever temptation haunts you, there's two things that you must know. Amen. Jesus endured and He conquered the same temptation. Oh, yes. When they nailed Him to a cross and He went through that agony, that garden of Gethsemane. Uh-huh. Amen. The place of my scriptures today. Hallelujah. Jesus was in a place of temptation. Hey! Amen. I'm going to get to this in a minute. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Amen. But oh, Jesus was praying in the garden of Gethsemane. Amen. Hey! Peter! Amen. Look out! Pray that you don't enter temptation. Amen. Satan hath desired to sift you. Amen. Yeah, that's what he said. Satan's going to tempt you, Peter. He's even going to take you out. But thank God, I have prayed for thee. Thank God, he prayed for me. Thank God, I'm tempted, but I've got him on my side. God can take you through it. He can take you through the worst of temptation.
Right. Yes. Woo. Yes, Lord.
All right.
Thank God.
Jesus endured temptation and He conquered temptation.
Yes, He did. Yeah.
This is a message right here. I'm just going to tell you a few important concepts here, and I got to move on. Amen. Jesus wailed, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
I've always saw this, but I never saw it like I did the last day or two. He was in great distress, Brother Earl. And the Bible said that his sweat became as great drops of blood. Hallelujah. Amen. I always pondered on that. And I thought, did the Lord really bleed? And I always thought, no, he didn't bleed. But the more I looked at this, amen, and got into this the last couple of days, amen, they said that you could get so distressed. Amen. You could get so stressed in your body that your capillaries will rupture, which is the small blood cells underneath the skin. And they'll rupture and you can bleed out. Come on. Jesus was so distressed. He was so disturbed. He had the temptations of all the world on him. But he went, Brother Earl, all the way to Calvary. I said he went all the way to the cross. And he conquered my temptation so I don't have to sin. He conquered my trouble so I don't have to fall. I come to tell you, you can make it. You can come above it. You can fight the devil. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. I said, I'll find the hordes of hell right here today. Greater is he that is within me.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Secondly, Satan will cause you to believe that your age and your experience somehow make you immune to spiritual attack.
Look out.
Well, Scotty said he guessed he's the oldest guy here. Well, Scotty, you've been tempted in the last weeks or months. Has the devil tempted you? Yeah. Yes. Oldest man in this house said the devil still tempted me. How many years have you been saved, Brother Scotty?
I don't think 50 plus 1974.
That's a lot of years.
Yeah.
Amen. Possibly close to 45, 50 years.
Yeah.
You mathematicians can add it up. Yeah. Amen. My mind's whirling too much to worry about math at the moment. Amen. Amen. But I come to tell you this. All them years, all them miles, all those messages, all them sermons, all them prayers, all those fasts, everything he's ever done, the devil's still fighting him. The devil's still tempting him.
Sure.
You're not above temptation. Sure. You better watch out because the devil is coming for the kill shot. Amen.
All right, kill shot.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody thinks because I'm saved under such and so's ministry, I'll be all right. It's the furthest thing from the truth. I don't care. Amen. If you're saved under Don Rich's ministry, I don't care if Don Rich is your papa. Amen. You're going to fight the devil. Amen. You're going to come up against the evil one.
Right.
Sure will.
David, he's 50 years old. Listen to me.
Yeah.
He walked with God for such a long time. Amen. He wrote beautiful hymns and poems. He was considered God's man for a long, long time.
Right.
But one night he couldn't sleep. Amen. And he got up on the rooftop.
Yeah.
Great God. And he got himself in trouble. And David was tempted.
Right.
I said, David was tempted. Right. Oh, God. Jesus said, Peter, pray that you enter not temptation. God.
Yeah.
And the devil unloaded all the cannons against him. Who would have believed that the leader of Israel could be virtually destroyed? Amen. But he was. Oh! And he ended the whole nation would suffer persecution, and they would suffer for a whole generation because of the temptation and the sin of one man. Oh, I come to tell us right here today, you're not a Mercian from the king of the nation to the pauper on the street. You're not a temptation.
Right. Right.
Oh, God. All right. So not only does he tell you you're spiritually mature, you won't go through that. Amen. The devil will tell you that you're spiritually, amen, prepared for it. Woo. Now, the devil will never brag on God, but he'll brag on how good you are. Is anybody helping me in this house today? Oh, amen. You're mightily used of God. You can sing. You can preach. Oh, you can sing like an angel. Amen. The devil will talk you up like that. Ain't nobody can't do it like you can. No. That church can't make it without you. Oh, that's the way the devil talks. Amen. But scriptures show us, and history says, amen, that after the greatest spiritual, amen, victories of your life, you're apt, amen, for the greatest spiritual, amen, temptations of your life. The devil don't come when you're on the bottom. He comes when you're on the top. David was on the top. The nation was doing great. Everybody was prospering. Amen. And temptation came to David when he was on the top.
Right. Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Bless you.
Why, after a good revival,
come on,
does the devil fight? Why, after a church goes to clicking, amen, and doing some good, why does the devil come then? Amen. Why? Oh, I'll tell you why. Amen. Because he comes after great victories. Hallelujah.
All right.
Woo. Oh, I tell you that if you recently had a major spiritual breakthrough in your life, look out.
Amen.
You're a prime target.
Yes,
a temptation.
Come on.
Exactly right.
You're right, brother.
Look at Joseph.
Glory be to God.
God gave him an ultimate vision. Look at that. Wasn't that a wonderful dream? Wasn't that a wonderful vision? And after Joseph was sitting on top of the world for the next 12 years, he was sitting in the bottom of the world. In a dungeon. Come on. Oh, God.
That's right.
Woo! Man, I'm preaching to you today. Oh, I said, I'm preaching to you today. You can go from the top to the bottom overnight. I said, you can go from the top to the bottom in a moment's notice. Guard what you have. Guard the Spirit of God in your life. Guard the Holy Ghost. Guard holiness. Guard that love for God and God's work and God's church. Amen. This is important. Hey, there's a lot of people would like to have a church where they can feel God and hear gospel preaching, anointed of God. It's something to guard. It's something to be thankful for every day.
Amen,
yes.
Come on. Yeah.
Oh,
yes, God.
That was that voice.
Yes, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Jesus, help him.
In a similar way, Satan would have you think that you're prepared. Oh, God. Amen. I'll tell you, you better watch out.
Yes.
Because Peter, get back to Peter. Jesus warned Peter. Peter, Satan, look at this. This was right at this time. Satan's going to sift you. Satan's coming to tempt you. He warned him.
Right.
He told him, you're going to be tempted by the devil. Hallelujah. You thought Peter would have been prepared. But oh, that very night, yet despite, amen, Jesus' warning, Peter sinned three times in the next few hours. And I'm going to be done with this. Why did Peter sin? Why did Peter, amen, was not prepared for the temptation? I'm going to give you three reasons why, and I'm leaving. He was overconfident. Amen. He had bragged to Jesus, Lord, everybody else will turn around and they'll leave you, but not me. He was overconfident. Oh, yes. Amen. 1 Corinthians 10 and 12 said, wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Peter thought he was standing. He thought nobody could take him down. But guess what? It only takes a few seconds for the enemy to knock you out.
Amen.
Oh, God.
How many wrestlers?
Bless you.
Hey, I grew up in the old time. I don't know much about the modern day stuff.
Bless you, Jesus.
But in my day, it was Mike Tyson.
Come on.
Man, he was tough.
Oh, yeah.
Iron Mike.
Yeah,
Iron Mike. Thank God. But how many times did that boxer get in the ring and they say, man, he ain't going to knock me out. He ain't going to knock me out. Sometimes they get over. You ever seen somebody get crazy? Oh, and they get overconfident and they say, here, hit me. Hit me. And they stick that chin out there. And before they know it, wham, that enemy hit him and knocked him out. Why? Because he was too confident. He was too confident. Oh, I come to tell you here today, amen, don't get too confident.
All right.
Don't get too confident. Peter had hardly a clue as to the meaning of discipleship. He was still learning, amen, about his own understanding of God. And Peter didn't know what it was like to suffer and to struggle. He was always walking by the Messiah. Jesus did all the heavy lifting. Jesus did all the hard stuff. Peter, amen, said, Lord, everybody else will walk away, but not me.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
He was too confident.
Too confident. Too confident. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Secondly, first one I think gets some of us.
Come on.
Look out. Right here is what's going to possibly get us all.
Bless him, Lord.
Secondly, he failed to pray.
Come on.
That's it, my dear.
He slept that night through the greatest prayer meeting of all time.
Sure did.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Jesus. Great, Brother Earl. With all that temptation and all that weight of the world on him, that his body became his capillaries ruptured. I believe he bled outwardly.
Amen.
And Peter slept through it.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Oh, Lord. Lord, help.
You're right.
Jesus got up. He was a stone cast away. I guess that would do his bill and have somebody to cast a stone further than others. But it was a stone cast away. Jesus had to get away because he had a lot at stake here. Brother Seth, he had a lot at stake. Amen. And so I believe he could feel that he was all alone. And so he gets up and he goes down there and takes a Peter, James, John. Can you not watch with me but an hour? Get up. Amen. There's a lot at stake. Get up. I need somebody praying. Amen. Let me tell you something. There's nothing like intercessory prayer. Every pastor needs an intercessor prayer that's in his background. Amen. Fighting the hordes of hell. And I beckon to you, pray with me. Pray for me. Amen. I need somebody in intercessory prayer. Husband, you need an intercessory prayer for that family. Wife, you need intercessory prayer for that family. Church, you need intercessory prayer for my church, that God would help us.
Amen.
Second time, he goes back. I believe he's going lonely again, Brother Tommy.
Yes, Lord.
And he goes back there asleep.
Jesus.
Three times. He couldn't even get him to pray.
Yeah.
Peter succumbed to temptation because he didn't pray.
Yeah. Amen. Sure. Come on. Sure.
Them old timers, when I come out of the back home in the hills, they have a saying for everything. They never tell them old timers back home and say, such and so backslid. Did you hear about it? They just wasn't praying. Why? Because they knew if you were praying, you can't lose out with God. Can I say that again? If you got a prayer life, if you got an active prayer life, it's like a volcano and the devil can't do nothing with it. I come to beckon us to pray. I come to beckon us. Get a prayer life. Develop a prayer life.
Yes, Lord.
You're right, brother.
I can't pray, Brother Jason. This happens, that happens, this happens, that happens. It happens to all of us.
Sure.
Last night I was down praying. Half the time I forget to lock the door. If I do lock the door, they have to bang on the door. Here come up. Here come with. Want to look at their knives. Well, boys, there's a little bit more important things at stake right now. They're looking at knives. Amen. Amen.
Come on.
Ooh, pray.
Yeah.
Pray. Develop the prayer life. Oh, I got to move on here. I'm done. I got to move on right here. But oh, I feel this urging in my heart to beckon somebody to develop a prayer life.
Right. God help us.
You can't backslide with prayer life.
Come on.
You can't succumb to temptation with prayer life.
You're right.
You can't do it.
All right.
Woo. Oh, amen. Oh, Peter had not prayed. And now in just a few moments of time, he would betray the Lord three times.
Amen.
A Christian who does not pray is like a firefighter. Amen. Going out to put the fire out. No hose.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, right.
Number three, you ready for it?
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
When Peter's temptation came, Peter was following Jesus. Far off. When you succumb to temptation and the devil gets the upper hand on you, you're too far back.
Come on.
Too far away.
Come on. Come on.
Glory be to God. Bless him, Lord.
There are a lot of professing Christians who feel that description. Oh, I'm a Christian. But they just follow at a distance. They don't want to get all the way in.
Amen.
Yes, you'll find them in church every Sunday. They like the name Christian. They proudly point to their church. Amen. Oh, I'm a member. But look for the telltale scars. And whether they are or not, they're going to have scars. They're going to have wounds. They're going to be battle fit and battle tested. If these far off Christians ever do get wounded, amen, by the shrapnel, it's usually in the back because they're going backwards. They're going in the wrong direction. They're following afar off. But somehow, listen, these reluctant warriors feel that it's safer to follow at a distance. But the truth is, you're a more vulnerable, amen, target for the enemy when you're following afar. But you're way more safer when you're by the Savior. I said you're way more safer when you're standing close to the Savior. Oh, amen. The boys are fascinated with animals. Did you know, amen, that when that lion attacks, amen, that when that predator attacks, he looks at them herds out at a distance, and he don't go right in the middle of the herd. No, no, he don't operate like that. But oh, that predator, he waits and he lurks and he finds that wounded one. He finds that one that's following afar off, and that's when the devil comes in for the kill. And can I tell somebody, you've been following afar off for too long. Get in there. Get on fire. Get a burden. Get a desire to do something for God.
Thank you, Lord.
Stay with me. I'm
done. Holy blessed God.
Jesus.
Holy blessed God.
Jesus.
I don't want to leave you here. But I want to end with a word to that one that has fallen into temptation.
Have your way, bless you.
Did you know Peter fell into temptation? He denied the Lord and he went out. Judas killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
Peter repented.
Yeah.
And I come to tell you, if you deny and if you fall into temptation, there's a way out.
Yes, there is.
Hallelujah. 53 days after Peter denied the Lord, three times in one night, he stood before a crowd of people in that same city of Jerusalem, and he preached the gospel, and thousands got saved. 53 days later, not 53 years later, 53 days later, God restored him. I'm tired of this bunch. Amen. That don't think you can ever get restored. I'm tired of this bunch. But once you fall and mess up, and even sin, they write you off. I know a lot of church people like that. They're just men, they're excited to write everybody off. But thank God David got back up. Thank God Peter got back up. And I come to tell somebody, God is in the restoring business.
Woo! Yes, he is.
Bow your head with me. This is a serious time of this service, Lord. I preach what you laid on my heart to preach. God, have burden on me. Lord, I've got burden on me. I feel like I've delivered it. I feel like I've given my best shot. I'm depending on you to do the work right here. There's some in this house fighting temptation, or they're going to fight it. Look out, look out, look out, look out. Oh God. finger, God. I don't need to be overconfident, but I need to get in here and trust you, God, with my whole life. I need to get in behind 100% my church. I need to get in behind my pastor 100%. I need to get in with God 100%. And Lord, you're going to help me through temptation. Come on, come on, come on. Who'll do it here today? Who'll be the brave souls? Amen. I ain't just preaching to one in this house. I'm preaching to multiple. Thank you, Brother Kevin. Thank you, buddy, for stepping out. I believe the Lord's going to help you. Oh, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I believe the Lord's going to help you today. I believe God can help you if you'll turn it over to Him. I believe God can help you if you'll get close to the fire. I believe God can help you. Amen. If you'll say, Lord, ask for
going, but he was asleep in the snow. Master.